This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, of course, he is under Robert Mueller III's thumb, the FBI mafia's fixer man. And, yes, we know, of course, he even bragged about it. But then I read FBI agents and others over the years, including some connected to folks that work here. Family members that said, oh, Corsi, yeah, he's worked for the FBI for 20 years. You know, he's a great guy, blah, blah, blah. Covert stuff in Europe. It's free work for the State Department. The guy's just spooked back and forth in different agencies. And really, from my understanding, he used that for business connections and things. He's written a bunch of best-selling books. He's super smart, unless you catch him when he can't walk, literally. And, you know, just the idea that either Mueller came up with this or the Washington Post made it up or Corsi made it up, and there's different combinations of those. Roger Stone, you were wanting to say something before we hit break about Giuliani and then get to that. Gut level, you've been all inside this every angle. We've talked about it. You think Corsi made this up, not Mueller. Not to defend Mueller. You just think this is like, here, I'll throw you Alex Jones and Roger Stone. I mean, go ahead.
Well, the way this usually works, of course, Alex, is that after they've been in your emails, your text messages, your phone calls for 2 years, they come up with these constructed, fabricated narratives. Then they suggest the narrative to Jerry, and Jerry says, oh, yeah, that's how it was. Exactly. I'll say that to get off the hook. So you'll give us Stone, you'll give us Jones, you'll give us David Jones. Oh, Jerry, there's one more thing. We need you to give us Donald J. Trump. Now he says, oh, I wasn't willing to do that. Well, what lie is it they wanted him to tell about Trump? But this fabrication that Jerry knew about the WikiLeaks disclosures? Well, Julian Assange announced that on CNN in June of 2016, not exactly a state secret. He repeated it on Fox in August of 2016.
So here's the bottom line. Okay. Where do you see this going? Where is the Russiagate going? It's supposed to be over by February. Now they're talking about 6 more months. It just never ends.
Well, look, the deep state is committed to removing this president one way or another. I'm deeply disturbed by this tweet I saw today from Donna Brazile. You remember her. In her book, she essentially admits that Seth Rich was murdered. She's now saying Speaker Pelosi today, President Pelosi tomorrow. Now, I'm enough of a student of history, and I wrote a book on the JFK assassination, the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ. That's how you and I met, because you read my book and you liked it. And we met at the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and we realized we were kindred spirits. It's not incidental that the cabinet and most of the congressional leadership managed to be out of town, out of the country, when they whacked John F. Kennedy in the streets of Dallas. So Pelosi and 93 others, including her right-hand henchman, the ever-unbelievable and fraudulent con man, Congressman Adam Schiff, were planning to be out of the country.
Exactly. That's when Trump's got to watch it.
You raised the specter yesterday on the show, and I already see the trolls on Twitter saying, Jones and Stone are crazy when they talk assassination. No, let's be realistic. There have been 2 attempted assassinations in modern times. There was an attempt to kill President Gerald Ford. There was an attempt to kill President Ronald Reagan. There were attempts on Trump during the presidential campaign. I have heard from sources in the Secret Service that there have been thwarted attempts to kill Trump since he's been president. It is not outside the realm of possibility. It is not conspiracy theory. It is not crazy. The deep state is perfectly capable of this. I pray every night for the president's safety. He is the only thing mooring this country to sanity at this point. Mike Pence is a nice enough fellow. I'm sure he was a pretty good governor, but he is just as committed to the status quo as Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan.
Let's be clear. The only way they can do an impeachment, to remove them both so Pelosi's in third in line and gets in there, is to use the fake election Russiagate meddling canard. And that is their plan. And as you said last week on the show, they're planning to take Trump out and Pence and put her in. Now Donna Brazile has crawled out from under her rock to say that indeed that's the plan. Incredible. Roger Stone, we'll talk to you again very soon. God bless you and Godspeed.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Spread those links. It's how we crush the enemy. And thank you for doing it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Jon Urban joins us coming up in the next segment for about an hour and 45 minutes or so. And he's the guy that first took DMT with Joe Rogan. He's the guy that got Joe Rogan into podcasting. And as part of my behind-the-scenes investigation into who Joe Rogan really is, he is one of the important places to start. Right here in Austin, Texas, though, is the mother load. And I have been massively censored even more by YouTube and Google since sort of talking about their star player, their modern Timothy Leary. So this is very, very important information to the country and the world and how they're seducing the young people of the planet. And that's why I'm going to do this, because Joe's proven he's with the globalists. He's proven he's with what they're doing, and he's completely gone over to the dark side. And so, fine, that's good. He's chosen his side, and we're going to expose it. But it's not just about Joe. That is all coming up. Now, we exclusively learned this on air last hour. There's no news covering it yet. It turns out the supposed Native American victim with the young, evil white people surrounding him and threatening him, turns out he's a political operative and activist that professionally goes around to different campuses starting fights and trying to get anyone dressing as a Native American banned. So he's an anti-free speech guy. This has been in the news for years. And turns out he came over with a group of people saying they were going to kill and attack the young people. He didn't do it. He just led them over there. And then they turned it around when no violence happened and said that they had attacked the old man. Now people are calling for the children to be murdered as young as 7. Prominent Democrats are calling for their homes to be doxxed. They have been doxxed, Kathy Griffin and others. And verified leftist calls for mega kids to be fired on, school burned down. And they are not removing this off Twitter. This is authorized, calling for their deaths. So I'm sure Paul Watson or one of the writers is going to get a story out about this very soon, about Nathan Phillips, because on air I pointed out that they were funding women to do this to me a few months ago when I was in D.C. at my own hearings that I wasn't allowed to be at, but they were about me. But they had women funded for the Kavanaugh hearings, and they were coming up cussing, yelling, calling me a subhuman white monkey, and then the news edited it to say I attack them. And it's always now this news doing it. It's always now this news doing it. So beware when somebody walks up and goes, hey, subhuman white, your mother's married to your father, you piece of trash, cave-dwelling monkey. Whites are scum. Get out of this country. You're like, man, you're really racist. And then she then cuts aside and goes, I'm a veteran. I love America. Why are you saying this? And I'm like, you just said my mother and my father are brother and sister. You just called me subhuman. She's like, no, I didn't. And it's because they were with now this setting me up. I'd been on that street corner for 30 minutes. They were inside. They came out. We have the raw footage on InfoWars.com to show the truth. And again, this is bigger than just these events. It's about the media thinks you're so dumb. They march a leftist-funded activist into a group of kids wearing red, white, and blue at a pro-life march. Most of them weren't even wearing mega hats, but they saw the red hats. They go over to start a fight, and then the media edits all of that out and says that they surrounded the poor native. And he goes on NPR and says, "It's horrible what they did to me. They should get in trouble." Grown men with clubs come over and say, "We're going to harvest your organs," to 7-year-old kids. "We're going to kill you." It's like NPR's like, "Oh, my God, they're so sweet." The horrible white supremacist attacked everyone. Meanwhile, when Jan Erwin leaves us, we are going to get into Israel and Iran are going to war. That's why Trump's really pulling us out, because every time Israel goes to war, the U.S. pulls out of the Middle East. That's what's really happening here. We've also got absolute evil taking place. Google is going to ban the term family after employees argue that it's homophobic for families to exist. I'm not kidding. That's the Daily Caller. Here's another one. Britain's first transgender family reveals son 5 is also transitioning because the parents, in my view, are abusing him. And also the parents think it's okay, I guess, to chop your genitals off, it's okay, or whatever, or force drug you. So they convince the child you're a girl and then do this, and now they're movie stars. So this is pure, absolute, total evil and all part of the depopulation plan. Now, before we get into all of that, let's have some interesting time here. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a globalist, anti-gun, anti-constitution monster, but I don't wish her any harm. But she's been out for weeks, and the word is she could die any time. But we have real footage. Radio listeners, I'll describe it for you, of her at the hospital. She's doing just fine. Let's go ahead and go to that footage.
Barely alive. General Beeble.
I think that's another guy we're talking about. No. This is the footage of her at the hospital, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Going to visit Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This is exclusive footage inside Top Hospital in D.C. Here she is, folks. Like I told you, she's totally fine. The top D.C. elite, and they're checking on Ruth, making sure she's okay. She's not dead yet. My Lord Chamberlain. There's the scepter. Kneel. Bow. And there you go, trying to get the scepter. Mine! Not yet. So as you can see, she's doing just fine. I don't know why we got the German or Dutch version of Dark Crystal. I wanted the one in English, but you get the idea. She's doing just fine there. You see? It says she's not going to vacate her throne yet. Everything's fine. And, of course, the family is bad, though. God is bad. These people are good. So there you go. Ruth is doing really, really well, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, she's having a little bit of problem with her makeup, but other than that, okay, well, looks like she'll be on the court for a while, but somebody needs to get a dustpan. Now, that was fake news. That was actually from the Dark Crystal and some foreign language of it, but it's okay. The train wreck's awesome today. Let's now go to what's really happening to her at the military hospital. This is real. This is real news. She's doing fine.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, judge, a woman barely alive. Gentle people, we can rebuild her. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic woman. Ginsburg will be that woman. Better than she was before. Better, stronger, faster.
She can now run 100 yard dash in 1.0 seconds. She's incredible, folks, and that's real news. And that Native American man got surrounded by white supremacists that attacked him. He's a victim. The $6 billion woman. That was awesome. All right, let's get serious. When we come back, inside the DMT CIA movement, inside rolling out hardcore mind control drugs on the population, in part two of what the CIA did in the 60s with the CIA revolution, which is all admitted, and inside Google's man, their emissary to the children, Joe Rogan, the mercenary. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite.
Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We're about an hour and 20 minutes into this global broadcast. Mike Adams is going to be hosting the fourth hour. I want to be very, very clear about this. I am not coming out against DMT and coming out against Joe Rogan because Joe Rogan didn't have me back on his podcast. Joe had never had me on his podcast, even though he'd been doing it for like 10 years before he had me on 2 years ago. And then I simply asked Joe, everybody kept asking for me to be on, it was the most popular podcast he ever did, why he wasn't having me on. And I just simply said a few months ago, please stop reading the talking points that George Soros was a victim of the Nazis and that I'm lying about him being a Nazi collaborator when he said it on 60 Minutes. And please stop saying I've sent people to Sandy Hook families' houses and that I'm currently doing it and basically defending my deplatforming. I said, because I know you're going off talking points, which Howard Stern's followed as well, the king of free speech, who, by the way, is airing impersonators of me saying, this is Alex Jones, you need to go harass the Sandy Hook families, so they can then say I'm doing that, when I never said that. And so then I remembered the last few years, things I learned here in Austin, things that happened years ago, like 10 years ago in Austin, 8 years ago in Austin, 5 years ago in Austin, that whenever Joe would come to town a couple times a year, he'd give me a call, or he usually gave me a call, or sometimes I'd learn about it and call him, and we'd go out to eat a couple times, or you know, I'd go see his shows and stuff like that. I mean, Joe's a funny, smart guy. And I got to know people he ran around with, comedians and business people and gurus and you know things like that. And it was the stuff I learned the last few years here in Austin, from people close to Joe and businesses he's involved in that I know you can't do unless you're mobbed up with the FBI and the CIA. I mean, only Timothy Leary could go around with suitcases of hallucinogens and hand them out and get on airplanes with them. Directly from the CIA, and he later admitted that. So I started getting intel on this from law enforcement. From without me asking, like coming to the office and giving me briefings about, hey, what do you know about this? This is what we know about this group. And then I started feeling like, well, am I being nice not calling Joe about this? Because maybe he'll have me back on or he's my friend. Because I've never sold out. I've never sided with the dark side. I've never known something was going on and then not done anything. But when you already are friends with somebody and you're a very loyal person, it's my weakness and my strength. I'm like a dog, very loyal. You kind of slowly blind yourself to things that you've seen until they're right there in front of you. Okay? So, let's just say this. Modern MK Ultra is going on all around the world. And it's not just gurus promoting it on television or on popular podcasts all over. It's being promoted at the local grassroots level with self-help groups being set up that are 100% beyond anything you think of the Scientologists, because the Scientologists aren't put people on ayahuasca and DMT. Okay, and they don't have medical doctors on staff. So I'm here to tell you, just in the last year, I then learned more about UT's involvement, testing new super high-end, super strong hallucinogens that they're testing on Austinites. This is classified information, by the way. And then I remember someone connected to Joe like 18, 19 years ago. Hell, it was before 9/11, 20 years ago. inviting me to the UT research facility when they thought I was a joke and telling me all this wild stuff. And I'm like, well, this is like MK Ultra. And they go, no, this is way past that. And so it's not just Joe. It's a whole culture taking over. Joe's just part of it, but he's a kingpin in it. And so he needs to be exposed. So I appreciate our guest holding, Jan Irvin. And of course, he's tlogosmedia.com, Jan Irvin. I'm fully aware of his work. At a time, he had one of the biggest podcasts on the internet. He introduced Joe to podcasting. He was the first person to take DMT with Joe. And I think the best way to quantify this, and I'll go to him and shut up, is that he doesn't want to attack Joe either. He just wants to be truthful and get off the planet with his soul. And he's worried about it. He's got kids like I do, and Joe's just a big window into this world. And his progression of selling out the system and even supporting anti-free speech stuff and putting out the talking points is Jan got into this and was being used by people he now knows are connected to the system big time. He was popular, and as soon as he figured out it was bad, that's when everybody pulled back, and it went from Jan, as he nodding his head, being the man, the new Timothy Leary, because he didn't want to be it. It became Joe. And so it isn't like, oh, I'm jealous. I'm not the big guy pushing DMT. He's the guy that brought this to everybody, but he had people behind him, and he understood it. And again, when you understand what this really is, opening up another portal, another dimension, is very, very dangerous. So we got 3 minutes to break. Thanks for coming on. I see you nodding your head. Give us your opening statement on what you want people to know, and then we'll come back and get into great detail on all this.
Well, I was an ethnobotanist for years. I was considered one of the leading researchers in psychedelics back in the 2000s. In 2007, 2008, I was working on a book called The Holy Mushroom. I discovered that the guy I was investigating, he was the so-called discoverer of magic mushrooms. I discovered that he was working with the CIA MKUltra Subproject 58, a guy by the name of Gordon Wasson. In 2003, 2004, I had met Joe Rogan, and we had become friends for about 8 years up until the day I was on his show in the summer of 2011. And basically, he interrupted my whole interview on his show, his episode 119 on the JRE podcast, to interrupt for, genital jokes and stuff like this. And basically slander me during the interview. I had about 1,000 emails from his audience apologizing to me over the next year for his behavior. In 2012, I published an article, Gordon Wasson, The Man, the Legend, the Myth, exposing the fraud behind magic mushrooms. And really it began a whole investigation behind the CIA's true MKUltra program as the psychedelic counterculture. And when I did that, I went from being one of the top guys out there and podcasting and everything, and they immediately shoved my show down, tried to push me out. Joe Rogan and others were out there, like Simon Powell, Iona Miller, others, putting out hit pieces against me, spinning all of my research and everything, and totally lying about what I said. They got Dennis McKenna in on it. Dennis McKenna did a hit piece on me at Free Your Mind conference several years ago. But Dennis McKenna is, of course, Terrence McKenna's brother. And I ended up exposing all of these guys as working for this agenda. I didn't get the memo that I wasn't supposed to publish the truth on this stuff. I thought, as a researcher, we were supposed to publish what we found. And I got into the citations, into the primary citations, and started checking all of the people's research that I was working with and checking their facts and everything. And most of these people, their research did not pan out. And I started exposing all of this. And so they came out attacking me and have done so now for, since 2011, 2012.
Stay there. So We're going to come right back. We're going to get into all this and then go big picture. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com. Newswars.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Is our exclusive guest here, the guy that first gave DMT to Joe Rogan, and the lovable and good guy Eddie Bravo. Can tell you exclusively, first time ever, gonna hear it here. You need to understand something. The original system that set up the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Babylonians, the Egyptians was hallucinogens. And there's no new drug under the sun that isn't a permutation or a synthetic of compounds already existing. So when you hear that DMT was discovered 70 years ago or whatever, you hear LSD was discovered by a guy in Switzerland. The most ancient thing is for cults, the witch doctors, who know how to make medicine and other things and who keep track of the stars so they know when the eclipse is coming. They have the memory. They have the written word. They have the Sanskrit. They have the cuneiform. They have the hieroglyphics. The general public doesn't have knowledge. So what you saw in ancient times is just now happening, again, on a bigger scale with the establishment, having the knowledge, having the secrets, being able to track what you do and what you hear and what you watch. And then the final piece was that certain members of the tribe who would be given access to part of the priesthood would be given drugs. And if you read Ezekiel or if you read Revelation, the angels come and they say, take this, and they eat it, and it's sweet in the mouth, bitter in the stomach, and then they see the other dimensions. Now, that's what's in the Bible. Your backward preacher doesn't know that because they weren't there thousands of years ago. But that's what it is. So, oh, Timothy Leary, here's LSD, I'm the first to do this. Oh, Joe Rogan, here's DMT. Hey, yeah, everybody, it's cool. We're going to play Timothy Leary admitting it was the CIA, all of it. The publishers of Time Life Books are some of the richest people in the country. Back in the 20s and 30s, they ran government operations before the OSS even existed, where they engaged in what you'd call witchcraft. But it wasn't witchcraft and like a lady with a black hat and a broom. That's what women would do when they would take hallucinogens and then put the broom between their legs as a form of sex magic, running around a fire, masturbating. So that's what all of this is, ladies and gentlemen. Period. And I'm an expert because I've studied history. If you study history, it's all right there. So there it is, hiding in plain view. Somebody like Joe doesn't think we know this. And I'm just thinking, well, maybe he's just a low-level idiot following it. And then I figure out, no, he's actually in pole position to be the new Timothy Leary and beyond. And so you sit back and you watch this, and no, I don't want to take DMT, Joe. No, I don't want to take ayahuasca with your buddies because I don't want to be around people like that, Hollywood folks, who obviously don't take it when you take it. And I've never taken it because I don't need to take it. And I'm not going to get into my own private issues, but I go to 62% oxygen. I always have my head and neck basically deformed after a major surgery and almost die every night. Most people die at 62% oxygen. I have near-death experiences every night. And that's why I have DMT every damn night, folks. I don't need to take DMT with Joe Rogan. Fine, I just told you my private issues. I've been to two different sleep studies. I want to do major surgery on me. I got a 20-inch neck. I got problems. I got to sleep basically sitting up with a mouth guard in my face. The CPAP machines don't work. I said I'd get Jan on. I apologize. I'm going to go to him now. Problem is, I'm trying to explain to you the whole story here so you understand this isn't just us up here bitching about Joe Rogan. Our kids and everybody are being targeted with this crap, where in ancient times they would give people drugs to then invoke them into mind control. Mind control didn't just show up. The CIA and others are just codifying it into a set system of control. So that when you take this stuff, you're not with your family or you're not with real good people. You're with controllers, and they can then direct you into what they want, and now you're their slave. Now, I'm going to stop now, Jan. The rest of the hour, I'm not going to talk here other than introducing you, doing a plug. But, your journey, let's start here. Your journey, who you are, how you met Joe, the whole DMT story, and then we'll get into the as you woke up to him and then the big picture of what's currently happening. Because I've talked to you a lot about what's currently happening.
Like I said at the start of the show here, you know, I met Joe in February 2003 at a friend's house, Jack Hare's house, ironically, who is the head of the California Hemp Initiative, etc. And back then, I believed in all of this stuff, and it was Jack that got me into a lot of this type of research on psychedelics and whatnot. But in 2003 or 2004, I gave Joe Rogan and Eddie Bravo, for that matter, their first dose of DMT. I since regret all of that. I'm a Christian now. I should admit I don't follow any of my early research. The only reason why I keep the books out there, especially my second book, is because that's where I began to see the origins of this tie to the intelligence community with Gordon Wasson working with the CIA, Alan Dulles. I exposed all of that in my articles. You just showed one of my articles on screen, Spies in Academic Clothing. That's a very extensive article that it breaks down and exposes the entire foundations of the psychedelic community as the CIA's MKUltra program. I've got Tim Leary admitting that he was CIA. For instance, one of the quotes from that article, I proceeded as an intelligence agent since 1962, understanding that the next war for control of this planet and beyond had to do with control of consciousness. Yes, he answered strongly, I was a witting agent of the CIA. Now, a lot of people will argue, one of the most common arguments that I hear against my work is that because these plants and mushrooms and things are older than the CIA, they couldn't possibly be used for mind control. In fact, I've pulled up the original citations from the Aztecs from the 15th century. All of the citations that have been covered up by the ethnobotany community and all of the scholars show that Montezuma and these people use them to prepare their victims for human sacrifice. All of this has been covered up. I renamed psychedelic suggestogens back in 2014 after I published an article in Theogens, What's in a Name, where I go through and I expose how they created the marketing programs by renaming them so that kids would take them. They wouldn't take suggestogens or hallucinogens or psychotomimetics. So Aldous Huxley, who is the head of the CIA's MKUltra program or the chief engineer of it, he created, with Humphrey Osmond, created terms like psychedelic, etc. Humphrey Osmond created the term psychotomimetics, but they would create the term, the words, to market them and then rename them. Gordon Wasson, along with Professor Carl Ruck at Boston University, whom I personally think should be investigated for academic fraud. He's one of the key people behind this stuff still today, promoting this stuff out there. They created the name entheogen, which means to generate God within. And so these people involved with the CIA and other intelligence agencies, they are who marketed these things to the youth and came up with these names, etc. Thanks for showing that on screen there. But they created the names to market these things. And so far, since I published these articles, I have not had one academic from the entire field, and this is going back 8 years, deal with my research honestly. They've ridiculed me, name-called at me, tried to get me back in line, etc., but they will not deal with the citations. I went to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Stanford, Columbia University, Dartmouth, etc., and I polled and had these documents polled. I put together all of this research based on primary citations showing that the entire 60s counterculture, the rock music, the sex drugs, all of that was part of Aldous Huxley's MKUltra program. It's based off of his book, The Brave New World. They want to model society after Huxley's book. Now, Huxley's book wasn't foretelling the future. Huxley's book was the blueprint that they were using, Alex, to do all of this stuff. You know, and what a lot of people don't understand is that it was actually Tim Leary who went before Congress in the 1960s and asked Congress to outlaw the drugs because the kids wouldn't do them if they were legal. So they wanted to make it look like Leary's spiritual message was being suppressed.
Stay right there.
There you go.
Stay right there. And again, Julian Huxley was part of a secret British government genetic engineering program I'll tell you about briefly. And his brother headed up the UN Global Program for UNESCO. And he's absolutely right. And then he wrote a book admitting it all, Brave New World Revisited. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart heart and body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen to me very, very carefully, because by the end of the next hour, I am going to lay out from my deep research, historical research, what all the ancients said and the Bible, what the master plan is. Because Tim Cook, big tech companies, the CIA research programs, all of it, have believed since the time in the 1850s when Galton, Wedgwood, Huxley, all of those families, 6 families, the Blairs were involved on the edge of it, George Orwell. They all intermarried as part of a British government genetics program that came out of botany, and our guest is a botanist, that's why he knows about all this, from his own perspective. I haven't even read his books. We're saying the same stuff because this is what happened. Okay? But from different perspectives. They began to take ayahuasca and other things, and that's where he got his theory of the species and all that. That he brought back from Galapagos. And if you actually read the letters and writings, and I've seen documentaries about him, he said that he was communicating with spirits that appeared to be like the classical demons in the Bible. This is Charles Darwin. In And again, folks, if you've read history books and actually read, you know, big volumes about these guys, I remember reading this when I was like 20 years old, reading about Darwin. And it was just about Darwin's travels and his life and his other theories. He was told by interdimensional spirits the whole theory of this. And then he came back and told Galton, who's the father of modern eugenics and biometrics and everything, we've got to find the DNA. We've got to find what makes it up. We're going to recode it. We're going to live forever. But we've got to reduce the world population, and we've got to breed our families together to create these supermen. Well, most of them ended up being in mental institutions or dying young. But the Huxley brothers, Aldous Huxley and his brother, Julian Huxley, ended up running the entire program. And then at Princeton and other universities, like Berkeley in 61 before he died, Huxley came out, Aldous Huxley, and gave speeches and admitted a lot of this and said, we're going to have a ruling class that lives to be hundreds and hundreds of years old, but the general public, well, first we're going to splice the sexes, then we're going to have like 4 foot tall dwarf creatures that we sexualize with hormones at age 3 so that they are basically sterile and only live 20 years. Now, I have articles right here, and we're going to our guest, from mainstream news, where they're now going to give 5-year-olds drugs and sterilize them so that they're not boys ever. Here's an article right here, please. Britain's first transgender family reveals son 5 is also transitioning. This is all Tavistock Institute, same people. Okay, here's another one. Google announcing that they're going to stop using the term family because a family is hurtful. So, suboid goblin creatures. I'm going to shut up now and go back to our guest here, ladies and gentlemen. And Jan Ervin is our guest, tlogosmedia.com. And we appreciate him. How much of what I'm saying juxtaposes with what you're going to get into. But then I want to just go back to the beginning. She said we do that first. And to talk about Joe's transformation, because I'm really trying to figure out exactly how far down the rat hole he's gone.
And just to clarify, it's logosmedia.com. There's no T there. Just logosmedia.com. And I also wanted to add to that Thomas Henry Huxley, Julian and Aldous Huxley's grandfather, was Darwin's propaganda manager, called Darwin's bulldog. And so it goes all the way back then. And before Thomas Henry Huxley, his father, George Huxley, was working at the number one private school in the UK, teaching people how to be spies and teaching mathematics and stuff like this. So this goes all the way back through the Huxley family, as far back as I can trace it, or that I have traced it, into the early 1800s.
And I apologize for getting your website wrong. I've been there many times. I haven't read your books, but I guess we got sent T Logos Media as the deal, but it's logosmedia.com. Logosmedia.com. Also there's the triviumeducation.com. Is that correct?
Correct. And you and I had actually discussed that site back in 2011. Go ahead.
Okay. So let's pull back here. I never even tried to look into this stuff. Just studying history, I ran into it. The learned all know this. I mean, as I just said earlier, they have major university symposiums that are public where they admit this plan. But let's go to the end, and then we'll go back to the end later in more detail. Where are they trying to take us in the end game? Why are they trying to overthrow our health, our vision, our intelligence, promising us some promised land, but really just like all the other cultures that took these drugs, opened up these gates to lower dimensions, the only revelation they get is from some very fallen, nasty creatures.
Well, Aldous Huxley called it the final revolution, and he wanted to get people so dumbed down to a point from drugs. In the Brave New World, he calls it Soma, etc. In other articles, he talks about dumbing them down with barbiturates, but it was the final revolution. He wanted people so dumbed down, alpha, betas, deltas, epsilons, etc., that they could not rebel against the elites, against these factions. Of course, Aldous Huxley was a Fabian socialist, and a lot of these guys were, but, you know, they are all a part of this agenda just to create this final revolution so that the people can never revolt again against the elite and stand up against all of this stuff. So they sell pseudo-spirituality, you know, like you mentioned earlier, Joe Rogan is now the head poster boy, sort of taking the position of both Timothy Leary and Terrence McKenna. Of course, Terrence McKenna, I exposed years ago that that he admitted that he was recruited and worked in public relations and deep background operations. And, of course, all of this was spun against me that Terrence McKenna was really saying that he was working for the mushrooms. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. He was on the run from the FBI. He had been caught for smuggling, and they recruited him. It's as simple as that. It's cut and dry. There's been a lot of spin and false attacks against me out there. Joe Rogan and Dennis McKenna even did attacks on me. Joe pretended that he went into my database and just saw a bunch of strings and connections, and it was all guilt by association. There's 11, 12,000 connections in the database with citations, heavily cited. You know, people can spend months in there going through my brain database that people can find on the top of my website there, and just, you know, spend some time going through these connections and reading the citations.
And I agree, and we're going to get into that next hour, but we've hit the history of it, and I know what you're saying is right from these people's own statements. We could play Timothy Leary, you know, saying I work for the CIA, so you're just reading the quote. In fact, we'll do that next hour, but let's get into your awakening, personalizing you. People don't like Joe Rogan. My audience hates it when I'm nice to him, hates it when I talk. They get it. But they want to hear about you, a Christian, how you came out of this, how you woke up.
Well, you know, in 2009, I got the Trivium Method from a man by the name of Gino Denning, and I had already been working on my 2008 book, The Holy Mushroom, and that was when I realized that Gordon Wasson and these guys were CIA. I was pacing back and forth in the backyard one day when it all clicked in my head what was going on. It took me till 2012 to be able to prove it. But what happened, you know, was I started going in, and all of the people that I was working with, and I was working with about 65 different professors and researchers. And just to give you all an example, I was working on this very large book project, about 1,000 pages here, Entheogens and Consciousness, a Comprehensive Overview of the Psychedelic Studies. Two-thirds of the way through the project, I decided not to publish it, and I realized that all of the people that I was working with were on the take. They were dirty. They were misdirecting people. And I started noticing a pattern as I was going through checking all of their research and everything, and I realized that the whole thing was a fraud. And,
yes,
you know,
they didn't discover mushrooms. The Vikings were taking them 20,000 years ago. But let's just stop right there.
I don't even know about that, but you know, we do know that the Aztecs were using this stuff to mind control their victims, like at Montezuma's coronation. He had up to 8,000 human sacrifices of slaves, and there was a researcher Singer back in the 50s or 60s that Wasson got into a tiff with, because Singer had exposed that the Aztecs were using the mushrooms to prepare their victims for human sacrifice. And I have some of these quotes here, actually, if we want to get into that later. But, you know, they twisted the citations. And, like, here's Diego Duran, History of the Indies of New Spain, and he admits that he was not exaggerating. Wasson had to omit the entire first paragraph there. It's from page 407 of his book, and this is from the 1500s. And when the sacrifices had finished on the steps of the courtyard, the steps of the courtyard were bathed in human blood, everyone went to eat raw mushrooms. With this food, they went out of their minds and were in a worse state than if they had drank a great quantity of wine. They became so inebriated and witless that many of them took their lives with their own hands. And then under the strong influence of these mushrooms, they saw visions and had revelations about the future, since the devil spoke to them in their drunken madness. But all of this has been published for 500 years. They've hidden it. And,
no, I totally agree. And
converted it into a religion.
That's right. Jan, stay there. And by the way, I can give you mainstream articles. The Norse, all of them, the whole planet was taking mushrooms. So, yes, they were taken before they went into war. So that's true. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.